Hello, friends. This evening, I'd like to talk about recognizing our own God-given free will and realizing the ability to, or realizing the significance of our ability to choose and to decide. Since the beginning of mankind, humans have always had the ability to choose and decide for themselves. Adam eating of the forbidden fruit when commanded not to by God, that's a clear example of him exercising that free will through opposition. He chose to disobey God. He chose to sin. It was not God's will. And like Adam, being from God, we too can choose and decide for ourselves. Now, we might wonder what the purpose of free will is, and we can speculate on what that purpose might be. I believe it's God's will for us to choose, for without having free will, we'd be like puppets, not having be able to choose for ourselves. So it's a power that he gives us. If you'll turn with me to John 7, verse 17, and the following verses, I'll come after that. They indicate a clear presence of free will. John 7, verse 17 reads, if anyone wills to do his will, meaning God's will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. That's just Jesus saying they can decipher for themselves whether Jesus was speaking truth or not. If you'll turn to Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. Joshua 24:15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So you can see there's a clear indication of choosing to obey God. If you now turn with me to Mark 8, verse 34. It reads, when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So it's an instruction, but people are still able to decide for themselves whether they want to follow that instruction or not. Now, if you'll turn with me to Romans 13, verse 2. It reads, therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Right there, it's talking about judgment. And we can make sense that if there's a judgment, it means that one will be held accountable for their actions and their deeds. Now, if you'll turn with me to Romans 10, verse 9 through 10. It reads, that if you confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Right there, saying that we have the opportunity to confess and to come clean to our God. If you'll turn with me to Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20. It reads, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Now if you'll turn with me to Ezekiel 18, verse 30 through 32. It reads, Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and yourselves a new heart, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord your God. Therefore turn and live. Now if you'll turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. It reads, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. This implies that our actions will be judged by the judgment seat of Christ when this earthly life of ours is done and passed with. Now, if you'll turn with me to Matthew 16, verse 24 and 25. It reads, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So we see that from these verses, there's a clear indication of the presence of free will, which we all have as a gift from God our Father. He wants us to obey him. Now we must remember that we are in control of how we live our lives, and that we will be judged according to our deeds and our actions. Because God's way is the righteous path and beneficial for everyone, I encourage all of you to choose to obey God and follow Christ's instructions.